From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy-turned-dissident. Litvinenko was living in exile in Britain when he was poisoned with radioactive plutonium. The inquiry chairman, Robert Owen, says the Russian government was responsible. The killing was carried out at a London hotel by two Russian agents. Here is Prime Minister David Cameron.
And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
David Cameron. Three items were high on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State John Kerry held discussions in Switzerland on the situation in Syria. Those items were a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State. Kerry's talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. UN Syrian envoy Stéphane de Mistura was among the officials that Kerry met with on Thursday. Falling oil prices have roiled world stock markets in the first weeks of 2016, but U.S. Treasury Chief Jack Lew says inexpensive oil is benefiting consumers across the board. Thursday, Lew told the annual World Economic Forum in Davos that with crude oil now below $27 a barrel on world markets, consumers have more money in their pockets. The World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has tested positive in Sierra Leone for Ebola. That's where an outbreak of the virus has been declared over in November. This is VOA News.